Wisdom heart is always there. The question is if you are in touch with it or not. Because it's very silent. And you are identified with the noisy mind. That's why you are longing, you are here to re-establish your contact again with your true being. That is satsang, where you reconnect with your true self. Because you have forgotten. Again and again you get lost. Lost in the samsara, lost in the dreams. Lost in the society, lost in the family, lost in the relationship. And as long as you're lost, then it's always something conscious or unconscious, depending on your awareness, which is longing to come home. Because you never find peace in the dreams. You never find the real in the unreal. You only find peace in peace itself. And that is in you, but you have forgotten. And even if you touch it, you don't take care of it. That's the whole art, to be steady, to be devoted, to surrender to the truth. Otherwise, you have to again and again get lost and suffer and get confused in the darkness. Then you wonder, what am I doing? Once in a while, and especially in satsang, you realize, what am I doing? I'm tired of wasting my life. Because life goes very quickly. And you always have excuses. Excuses to go beyond your little self, your little complaining self. But as soon as you connect with your reality, with your essence, with your truth, then only will you see what you should do or not. Otherwise you will always be confused. Otherwise you will always listen to your mind, who says, how can I do that? Is this right? Is that wrong? Should I do this or should I do that? Just one split moment, you come back to yourself and you see everything clearly. There is not even a question about choice. Because you see what is right. It's your own intelligence that sees what is right. That's how it is when you come in contact with your true heart, with your clarity. Then you see. And then you cannot have any excuses. And only then will you be happy, because then you will follow what you are here for. If you follow the dreams and the desires and the illusions, how do you think you can be happy? Impossible. And we have tried it for thousands of lives. And again you're doing it. Nobody made it before, but I am. That's what everybody thinks. Then most of people, they realize too late. Their whole life gone. That is what is normal in this world of dreams. This world of samsara. Samsara means repetition. You're repeating the same thing again and again and again and again and again. And you come back again and again and again and again. Stuck. That is samsara. You think you are moving, but you're moving in a circle. That is samsara. I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot. I'm so busy. I'm working hard. I'm putting my total energy into it. Just like, haven't you seen those mouse that is running inside that wheel, like that? The scientists see how long they can run. Doesn't matter if you give it speed, they'll run a little more, but they won't get anywhere. And that is how the humans are also. We're doing a lot. But for what? Where are you going? So satsang is to give you that intelligence back, that you start seeing and get reminded that don't waste this human opportunity, this life, which is so easy to waste. Because then you will again forget. And you have to start at first grade again. Because every time you forget. So remembering this, then peace comes by itself. because you are already peace, you are already clarity. But you are not connected to it because you are lost somewhere in the ozone layer. And the master, he has to try to catch you. Bring you back to earth first, which for some people is very difficult. There's not everybody who can use a lasso, you know. You're very lucky if you find somebody. That's what they say in India. If you come to satsang, you are very lucky. No, don't waste it. No, you are here. Don't waste your time now. How many people on this planet is in satsang? Even here you can waste the time, but how many people find their way into satsang? Very, very few. Very few. No, realize your good luck. Realize your good luck and don't waste your time. Because satsang is a place where you can remove all your questions, remove your mind, and reconnect with your true intelligence, your true heart, your true being. Welcome to satsang. Now, as the snow is melting in the mountains behind me, may you all melt. That is my only prayer today. May you all melt like the snow in the mountain. So you can run down the mountainside and giggling down the creeks. And then run all the way to the river. Then many times on the way you will be afraid. Oh, I'm so excited. I heard something about the ocean. But who knows what will happen there? Maybe I will disappear. But they say it's so immense, the ocean. It's so beautiful and it's so... vast. I'm so excited, but I'm also a little afraid. What will happen to me when I reach the ocean? Then the guru says, don't worry about the future, just enjoy. And if you enjoy, then you're so tired all the time. Look, 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 look. We come to the ocean, poof. We have such a good place here in Dhamma Mountain. How's it going, Mopo? Did you miss me? Or?
Yeah.
Is it good now?
Yeah.
Shivani is good. It's good to come. Oh, Babaji, I can't stop smiling. My heart is so full and so empty at the same time, and I'm thirsty. The gratitude of being here is overwhelming. Thank you, Babaji, thank you. Love and gratitude always from Juno. I know you're thirsty. And it's very good that you are thirsty because you are at the right place. So no drink. Eat me, drink me, he said. Because when you're out in the society, it's like in the desert, no? When you are longing for this nectar, then it's difficult to find. It's not just to go to McDonald's. It's not so easy. It's those satsang bars is very far and few in between. It's not like McDonald's. It's very easy. That's how it is. That what is easy is just junk. Just junk. In fact, you should never even go inside the door. But the real, that is more difficult. So those who had enough of disgusting food, they are longing for some good food. And that's how you are. You have touched something, you have tasted something, then you are longing for that. That's why you are thirsty. And no, you can't stop smiling because you came to my restaurant. Then you say, my heart is so full and so empty at the same time. That is how it is. The Buddha, he said exactly this, the emptiness of the heart. Because the heart, is nature is to be empty. In that emptiness is full. It's full of fullness. Fullness and emptiness, same. Because the Buddhas talk about something so paradoxical that both meet. It is beyond the opposites. So it's empty and it's full. And it's more. How to put that into words, that I'm longing for that, which is empty and full. So this is the right thing. And the heart has to be empty. Because you have stuffed your heart with so many things. It means you have to go beyond your mind. You have to go beyond your emotions. And most people, they think that the heart is just something emotions. It's not like that. Not for the Buddhas. In the heart, you are connected with the heart of God. There's no emotions. Is full of emptiness. It's empty because it can be full. If the heart is already full of all kinds of clutter and emotions and thinking and mind, how can anything come in then? And that's how most people are. They are so full of junk that they have no even idea that they are hungry for truth because they are stuffed with garbage. Then you don't feel thirsty, you don't feel hungry. You're already full. But this fullness is just junk. Now, in the West, they just start being conscious about eating more healthy. Then, of course, you have health freaks that goes totally yaka-buka. But I'm not talking, but at least this is the beginning. People are starting, maybe I shouldn't just live on hamburgers and Coca-Cola. Little beginning. Like in America, the national food is hamburgers and fried chicken wings. Great diet. No, they have more overweight people than healthy people. So they start thinking, maybe it's not so good. Maybe all this fat, all this junk, all this sugar, all this processed food, maybe it's not so good. Then, of course, the company is trying to resist because of the money. They don't care about your children. They don't care about how you people feel. They care about money. No? But because people are not intelligent, they don't listen to themselves. They have broken the connection with their own intuition. Then they eat anything. Things go bad with Coca-Cola, po, 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 po. It's like that, brainwashed. So now at least some people, small percentage, start thinking, maybe we should eat a little better. That is just the very, very, very beginning. No, maybe in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, it will go gradually. What you put in through your eyes, what you listen to, then deeper than that, what do you think about? What do you read? Who do you talk to? How do you live? How do you talk yourself? This is what the Buddhas always have said, which I'm teaching you in every retreat when we go into silence. You have to start being conscious of the little things. You have to taste the food. You have to go a little slower. You have to start feeding yourself with all the garbage from the outside. You have to come back. Only then can you find that which is real. You cannot find it outside. You have to come back. That is what satsang is about. That is my hard work to try to stop you. Because your habit is just to go on and go on and go on. And then, of course, when your heart, your soul have touched that, then you say, I can't stop smiling. My heart is so full and so empty at the same time. The gratitude of being here is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. Because you've been so thirsty for so long that when you thirst, touch it, then it's almost too much. It's like day and night. That overwhelming feeling of gratitude and joy is just a clear sign that you are coming back to yourself, to truth, to the real. And as soon as that happens, then that feeling of joy, of gratitude, of happiness, takes away all that which is false. It's not something you have to work on. And that is my whole message, to give you the real, then what is false will fall away by itself. Otherwise, everybody is teaching you have to work hard. No, when your true intelligence wakes up, you see. And the deeper you go, the deeper levels you see. What is right, what is wrong, what is good for you, what is not. And the less and less can all the dreams and the world tempt you. Because you have something that is so beautiful, yourself. Then this gratitude is overwhelming. This gratitude of being here. Thank you. This is Babaji's pub. So anybody who is thirsty, I will serve them. But some people, they are not thirsty. So even when they come to the pub, they look confused, no? They don't know what to do. What are people doing in the pub? Pub or tub is the same thing. If you're in the tub, you have a good time. If you're in the pub, you have a good time. Or you can first go to the pub and then to the tub. Both is very spiritual ways because you relax. Oh. And you've been so tense that anyway, to get you relaxed. Reminds me of Gurdjieff. When people who didn't drink alcohol came to him, then he insisted, have some cognac. No, we don't drink. Well, if you don't drink, can't be with me. Then he got them drunk. Then the truth came out. That was one of his ways. These people, if you listen to them, miracles is possible. Otherwise, if you're stuck in your own ideas, I have healed many people. I healed Premli also. She was so sensitive. She couldn't even eat anything. She was so exhausted. And so I was, oh, it's so poor. Then I told her, no, you drop all this nonsense. No, you eat anything. Go to the other side. Eat pizza, ice cream, drink beer. Here is the first glass is here. And she said, what happened? I listen to you, I trust you, I never feel so good. No, she feels very strong like that. She can eat anything. And for years, no, I can eat. This is what I call some people. Those are, oh, I can so sensitive. I can't stomach this, I can't stomach that. Oh my God. Just some kind of ideas. So spiritual, so New Age. Oh, I only eat this, I can't have any. I don't know what you call it. These poor people are not in touch with any master, so they are fucked. They sit there and eat soy ice cream forever. Indian chai with rice milk. Talking about suffering. Talking about self-inflicted pain. And they are lost. They are lost forever because they don't have anybody like me who say, stop that nonsense. Some health freaks, they try to give me these things also. Suffer alone. Suffer alone. Share your joy and keep your suffering. Isn't it an amazing family, huh? It's amazing, huh? It's miracles. It's miracles. That's what trust that creates miracles, no? You get out of your own way. Most people they think, oh, I know. That's why I can't say. I can't tell the truth to those people. You already know. Oh. Dear Babaji, I'm very grateful for this beautiful life by your side. For being able to face myself and having to deal with even the most difficult parts inside of me. It's painful to see and realize how hard I have been with myself, closing down for that which makes me happy, vibrate, and putting myself always in the second place. I always working too much, being perfect, and not doing anything wrong. These are the three shadows that follows me since I was a child, and that has been holding me back for such a long time. This was the relationship of love that I had with my family, that they showed me, and with others. The more attention and love I received when I gave myself, when I lost myself. Medina, you are here now. You understand English now, yeah? How is it here? You like?
Yes. Yeah? I love.
Love. Muy de bonito, no?
Más.
This is how everybody is trained, my dear Medina. And because this is what the family and society and all relationship is teaching you. Because that's the only thing you have to have compassion with them. When you see, you have compassion with them because that's all what they know. That is what they have learned from their parents, from their families. And so it goes. Unconsciousness from one generation to the next. You are just lucky because now you find yourself here. You start waking up. And that's why I say that you have to resist, you have to drop the whole past. Because you've been taught in a way that is unconscious. When you are a little child, then the people can put in anything in you. And you take it in because you are innocent. You don't know. And you think that the parents, that the teachers, that the grown-ups, they know. But it's not like that. The grown-ups are more fucked up. And even more dangerous because they don't know it. So when you start seeing things as this, as it is, it's really bad. It's really fucked. But you will also get compassion because it's not their fault. It's a vicious circle. And it's much easier to stay in that circle than to break out, because then you have to listen to yourself now. Working too much, being perfect, and not doing anything wrong. This has been following me since I was a child. And it still follows everybody. Because people see you only as a body, as a physical thing. So then all doing is what is anything working. Being perfect, behaving, saying the right things. And not doing anything wrong. Otherwise God sees you. It couldn't be more fucked up. And this is how everybody is living, what you are carrying with you. This has to go, otherwise there's no chance to find your real purity, your true intelligence. That's why all the master says you have to rid yourself of the past. is worthless. In satsang, the past is just a hindrance. It's totally worthless, no matter what. And some people think, oh, I have learned a lot. Let the experiences make you wiser, but you don't carry them. So working too much, what will happen after working too much? You get exhausted. Feeling exhausted, just feel, oh, be so exhausted. You all must be. Many times people say, I'm so tired. And I said, I'm very happy. No, at last, you are very tired. Everybody, as far as I'm concerned, everybody is fucking tired. But you don't know it. You go on, you go on, you go on, because you've been a bulldozer for so long. You've been a machine for so long. Of course, when you start reflecting, coming back, which is hard work, and becoming more sensitive, then you will feel tired. Because you've been exhausted for so long. And nobody is telling you, just relax, my dear. Be gentle with yourself. No, instead, go on. You will make it. Make what? That's what you have to learn. Make what? Fuck it. I had enough. But then you will break all rules, and that's why nobody does it. Because what about your expectations? Then next, being perfect. Then you are not perfect if you say, fuck it. That's, you have no guts, that's why you try better, to be perfect. Perfect, then you push yourself more. What comes after? No, already you are exhausted, working too much. No, you are perfect. What comes out of perfectness? Tension. Being perfect, you get tensions. And this is the new world disease in the West. Burnout, tension. They are so tense that they can't even sleep. That's how tense people are. They need sleeping tablets to go to sleep because it's too much tension. And then they are so drowsy in the morning that they need another tablet to wake up. That's a great, that's the normal society. Great. It's so bad when you start seeing that it's ridiculous. Either you can cry, which some people do, but I laugh instead. It's the two ways. Either you cry or you laugh. I just laugh of the madness. This is your choice. You can cry also. Some people like to cry. It's okay. I laugh. Otherwise, it becomes very sad when you see the situation, no? So working too much, you are exhausted. Being perfect, then tensions. And not doing anything wrong, then fear. This is the thing that is bothering people. You are totally exhausted because you are doing too much and things that you really don't feel like doing. If you do things from your heart, like now when you are here with me, you never get exhausted in that way. You can do much more because it comes from the heart. If it is a doing, then it's a totally different thing. It's a performance. That is tiring. But the living, that is totally different. It's part of your life. It's your life. It's your choice. Everybody has to do something. Then it takes a totally different flavor. You don't get exhausted. And you don't get tensions. In fact, you get more relaxed. And you can do never anything wrong because it comes out of your own choice. And you are not here to prove yourself. But this is, everybody is carrying it, and it comes up again and again for people. So be aware of it. Because you are just hurting yourself. This is how it is. And people and family and society has been teaching you this because they see you only as a body, as a machine. So what you are worth is what you work. That's how it's been from the past. If you are working in the fields, you have to work. The more you work, the more food we get. No, maybe you don't need to work. And definitely not in the same way. But still the guilt is there. I should have been doing something. No, you don't need to go in the potato fields. You can buy your potato. But still you are guilty. Be aware of this and get rid of it. Because the more I gave of myself, the more attention and love I received. This is the game that we've been playing. I came to my limit of not standing myself. And that's why so few people really want to look at themselves. Because you have to face yourself. And in the beginning, it's not very pleasant because you've been living a lie. So you have to look at yourself, face yourself, see your unconscious habit. Then it's very easy to transcend it, and especially here. I got so tired. I was so tired in such a deep way, I could only surrender and go deeper. I want to break any blockage that I have without any resistance. It is happening, Medina, and you know it. And this beautiful courage is taking me to spaces that I have never found in myself before. Yeah, it's, again, that's what I call the wisdom heart. It is there, but nobody has touched it. This is exactly what you are saying, what I'm talking about. Taking me to spaces that I never found in myself before. Because it's an unexplored territory and is waiting for you. But it's impossible to go there if you are full of tensions and fear and guilt and worry. Impossible. All that has to be dropped. Only one that is natural can touch that which is natural. Only a lover can understand the language of love. A soldier doesn't understand the language of love. That's what I'm trying in so many ways to bring you back. Then a whole different space, a whole different reality that you didn't know you had suddenly becomes available. And this brings a great longing for silence. For a space of not knowing. That's another reason, Medina, why people, they are absolutely not interested in meditation and silence, because if they close their eyes or if they start feeling themselves, it's just a mess. They have to go beyond that to find peace, which you have a taste of. Then that peace, that beauty, is inviting you into deeper silence. And in silence, and only in silence, it will be revealed. The secret of secret will be revealed. Because it's beyond any words. Nobody can say it. But it's there. And this is what satsang is, this opportunity to go beyond. And touching this heart of wisdom that is longing for silence, of just being. And in that beingness, you can do anything. It's just that the whole life takes a different flavor. No, my only obligation in life is to follow this and be happy. That's why I went beyond myself and I bought a ticket to Norway. Not only you bought a ticket to Norway, but now you are here. And to break with all the things that holds me back is so far out. It is so far out. And only in the beginning, when people haven't broken, then they are afraid. As soon as they start breaking, then it's far out. And it's getting more and more far out. And you are at the right place. And you are with the master breaker. Because that which is real can never be broken. Only the false can be broken. So let's break everything. Ah, don't like these careful people. No fun. Those who are ready to break everything, I'm for those, including themselves. Of course. To break all the things that holds me back is so far out. And to be with you on this path goes far beyond all that. Yes. My heart is your heart, with much love. Only by going beyond the known and the past, which is the past, because that is known. What is past is the known. That gets stored in your mind, in you, as who I am. When all that is broken, then who are you then? Then you are fresh. You are ready for something new, adventure. Then the fun starts. Only by going beyond will this ecstasy, this joy come. The known, the past, is very dense. I know that is very dense, thick soup. How can you fly in the soup? You cannot. You will drown in the soup. That's why people are drowning in their own soup, their own creation. You have to free yourself from the soup. Then I will make you fly. My dear Medina, you bought a ticket, you are here now, very good. And not only that, but everything is provided. Everything happened. That's how it is. When you are total, when you are ready, then everything will be provided. Only people are struggling because they are not total. You come here, you jump straight in. You have many people, especially these cold Scandinavians, they sit, they frozen. This whole Dharma mountain couldn't really function as good as it does if I hadn't all my Brazilians. Don't let it go to your head. And in sitting in silence, I have been feeling more and more just as a passenger in the back seat, just observing, not even holding the steering wheel. There are so many advertisements of things to do, things that we didn't do, and it goes on and on and on. And I have been only watching this as if it doesn't matter to me, without wanting more information about it. Yeah, because this is how meditation is. When you start coming back, then it's so beautiful to be at home that whatever is happening outside, it doesn't disturb you. Very few humans touch that space. You have to become aware of it. It's very, very lucky to come across that space. Because ordinary, which you do many times, lose it also, again you get attracted to the advertisements next to the road. What was that? What was that? What was that? Stop the car. I saw something nice. You do that again and again and again. So maybe again it will go, but sooner or later, that's what I mean with becoming steady. You realize that all that has nothing to do with you. I want to be here. Not even I want to, I am. It doesn't matter what is going on the signboards, or blinking neon lights, or people waving. Nothing matters. Because you're so good just sitting there in the backseat observing. That is the right way. You just take notice. You go through life, but you doesn't get involved unnecessary. Then you get so much energy because you know what is important to do. You don't do anything out of habit, out of fear, out of recognition, out of being good, out of getting something. Because what do you need? You are so happy in yourself. And maybe that's why nobody is teaching you, because then how could you have the rat race going? You are already fine. But that means you drop out. You drop out of the masses. I took a big step and got out of my own way, allowing what has passed to die, and only feeling the space that is opening up beautifully now. In every breath, in every whisper of the birds, this makes me feel so much more real. Just here, without anything to do, nothing to think about. It makes my heart vibrate, opening. Babaji, make me become like a bamboo flute, hollow, so that in your hands I may receive the divinity and fulfill my being. This is what I can fulfill. May I just continue towards the winds of freedom and there disappear. I'm loving the silence, this presence. I want to simply be like this, humbly at my master's feet, to be your instrument and nothing else. I say yes to life, eternally grateful, at your feet, Medina. No, you are here now, Medina. Look now how good it is now. How it is to take chances, huh? To say fuck everything. Huh? Look now. Yeah, just like that. Without taking risk, nothing happens. Thank you.
born and never die. No beginning, no end. This our timeless love affair. Oh, show me. Never born and never die. No beginning, no end. This our timeless love affair.
What is it with you?
Thank you.
No, so since it was so cozy, I will read you a story. It's a story from Rumi about three fishes. It's the story of the lake and the three big fish that were in it. One of the fish were intelligent, another half intelligent, and the third plain stupid. Some fishermen came to the edge of the lake with their nests, and the three fish saw them coming. The intelligent fish decided at once to leave, to make the long and difficult trip to the ocean. He at once thought, "I won't consult this with these two fishes. I have to make my own decision. Anyway, talking about it, they will only weaken my resolve, because they love this place so much. They even call it home. Their own ignorance and fear will keep them here." This is the intelligent fish. He follows his own intuition, even so much that he doesn't even mention it for his best friends, for his family. He just leaves. That's the intelligent. The Rumi and these kind of people call these people intelligent. That is a ripe disciple. When they come across something, they leave. When the chance of satsang is there, then they come. They leave their problems behind. They are open for the new, for the adventure. The whole safety is in the pond. But the pond is not safe anymore. What is it not safe? When you are intelligent, then you see you want more out of life than just swimming around in circles in the pond. These people, these fishy, will only weaken my resolve, because they love this place so much. They call it home. And their own ignorance and fear will keep them there. This is exactly how everybody is stuck in the same place, because they of their ignorance and their fear. Their whole life they do the same thing. They don't move. When you are traveling, ask a traveler for advice. Not someone whose lameness keeps him in one place. What the Rumi means, most people, they playing it safe. They ask the books. People can write big books, how it is, that destination, that adventure. But they have never been there. So don't ask someone whose lameness keeps him in the one place, who is just a big head that knows everything. That is the whole society. They know everything, but it's totally useless on this journey. They are lame. They don't trust their own legs. They are so full of fear that they just sit in one place and then they talk that they know. So if you are a fool, you ask those people who have no idea about the journey. Find somebody who has experienced the godliness. When you are traveling, ask a traveler for advice. Who is a traveler? The master is a traveler. That is what Rumi means. One who has gone beyond, who knows the unknown territory. You are just starting on the journey. You need a guide. If you want to go on that path, very unknown path, then ask someone who has gone that path. Ask a traveler for advice. The wise fish saw the man and the nets and said, "I'm leaving." That's it. No bullshit, I'm leaving. That's my kind of fish. No explanation. No reason. All that belongs to the mind. You have nothing to discuss. You have nothing to explain yourself. Follow your heart. If something is fishy, not against the fishes, leave. Sometimes there is no one to talk to even. You must just set out on your own. The intelligent fish made its whole length. What is happening? A moving footprint, and like a deer the dogs chase, suffered greatly on his way, because it was a hard way and a long way, but finally made it to the edges, safety of the sea. No, he have escaped. And an intelligent fish in the sea, he will never get caught. He's gone, gone forever. The half-intelligent fish thought, "My guide has gone. I ought to have gone with him, but I didn't. And now I lost my chance to escape. I wish I'd gone with him." This is the people who are not so quick. Some intelligence are there, but they are too late. They missed opportunity. Then they talk about it afterward. "Oh, I should have gone. I should have done this. Oh, it was so close. But I didn't." And your whole life can depend on it. Because now it's gone, gone forever. Very, very easy. Still the mind has some control. Play it safe. Think about it. It means, thinking means you don't follow your intuition. Because you have to come deeper than your thinking. You have to come from your heart, even from your guts. The guts know. "No, I lost my chance to escape. I wish I'd gone with him. Don't regret what happened. It's already in the past. Let it go. Don't even remember it." This half-intelligent fish, he mourns the absence of his guide for a while, and then he thinks, "What can I do to save myself from these men and their nests? What can I do now by myself? Perhaps if I pretend to be already dead, I will be laying belly up on the surface of the water and float just like the weeds float, just giving myself totally to the water. I will play dead. Just like Muhammad said, to die before I die. So he did that. He bobbled up and down, helpless, playing dead, with his arms reaching out. The fisherman looked at him. Look at this one. The best and the biggest fish is already dead. One of the men lifted him by the tail, spat on him, and threw him on the ground. That's what you get then. People just spit on you, no? He rolled over and over when he landed on the ground, and secretly, near the water, he jumped in. Still, some trickiness was there. He was lucky, motherfucker, that one. He already lost his chance. He didn't have guts to just disappear. No, in this clause of death, then you do anything to escape. You play dead, no? Then he is very lucky. But that was a 50-50. The first 100%. Meanwhile, the third fish, the dumb one, was very agitatedly jumping about, trying to escape with his agility and cleverness. The net, of course, finally closed around him, and as he lay in the terrible frying pan bed, getting cooked, he thought, if I get out of this, I never live again in the limits of the lake. Next time, I will go to the ocean. I will do it like my friend. I will make the ocean my home, the infinite my home. No, it's too late now, in the frying pan, it's too late. That's the majority of people. Only when you are laying on the deathbed. That's what the mystics always have said. Then you realize what I have done. Next time, I will do it differently. Next time, I will live. Next time, I will take my chances. I will go on adventure. I won't get involved in all the dramas. But next time, you have again forgotten. That's what death and birth does. You don't remember the past. Again, you come back and do the same. The intelligent one is one who wants to get free, who doesn't get involved in the dramas. That is a sannyasin, or it should be a sannyasin. No, look at what fish you are. Meditate on that. And if you are a dumb one or a half intelligent one, maybe you can still time to change. Only God knows. That is what this room is, and Masters is trying to wake you up before it's too late. When you still have a chance, when you still have the strength to swim, to escape. May everyone be free. Aum Shanti. May everyone end up in the vast infinite ocean, jumping happily like a dolphin, and not in the frying pan. Aum Shanti. Be aware.